As the same thing applies for sort of sheaths, when we had sheaths. Used to pick them up and put them in stocks, as we used to call them. And then used to, after they'd weathered for a day or two, kept dry, put them onto a trailer with a pitchfork again. But you could manage those on your own, one sheath to one man. Load them onto the trailer, take them to the yard, and then build stacks with them. And when you got, so you used to build them smaller at the base, and then just get them a little bit wider, so as they were weatherproofed, and then thatch them on top. Father was an excellent thatcher. He was quite good at that. He wasn't a very, very big fella, but he was good at that. And then, of course, that sat there until sort of the winter time, when you came with your steam engine and thrashing machine and thrashed all the wheat out and baled the straw, either baled the straw or you put the straw into a straw stack ready for the stock. Chaff went into the chaff house. That was just a big square of Hessian sack that you laid under it, under the thrashing machine. And then you just turn the corners up, tie the corners up onto the back and into the chaff house with it.